Murder charges filed against suspect in fatal Chop Zone shooting. By Amy Furr on August 6, 2020. The King County Prosecuting Attorney's Office filed first-degree murder charges Wednesday against a suspect who allegedly shot and killed a teenager inside Seattle's Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, CHOP, zone. The suspect, Marcel Levine Long, is still at large. A warrant for his arrest has been issued. On June 20, shots rang out inside CHOP, killing 19-year-old Horace Lorenzo Anderson, King 5 reported. The article detailed the incident. According to charging documents, Long was seen on surveillance video approaching Anderson and pulling out a gun. He is then seen then chasing Anderson, who ran away, and appears to shoot him. Long was identified as the suspected shooter a day after the shooting, according to court documents, and detectives said he immediately fled the state. Following his son's death, Anderson's father called for the zone to be shut down and said he believed the National Guard should be deployed to remove demonstrators, according to Breitbart News. "This doesn't look like a protest to me no more," he commented. "That just looks like they just took over and said we can take over whenever we want to." Seattle police officers arrested at least 23 people after Mayor Jenny Durkan, D., ordered the zone cleared out on July 1, Breitbart News reported. The article read, "Mayor Durkan issued an executive order on Wednesday to clear out the autonomous zone, citing several gun violence incidents, two of which resulted in the loss of life, hostile crowds, the inability of emergency personnel to move quickly and efficiently in the area due to the barriers, narcotics use and violent crime, including rape, robbery, and assault, increased gang activity, business harassment, noise disturbances, property damage, open fires, and ongoing violations of the Seattle Parks and Recreation's Code of Conduct." The King 5 report said Wednesday that when Long is found and taken into custody, his bail will be set at $2 million. He is scheduled to appear in court on August 19, the article concluded.